Please turn to the book of Matthew.
请翻开马太福音。
Chapter 16.
第十六章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Need to read from verse 18 to verse 19.
我们要读第十八和第十九节。
Let's read together.
让我们一起来读。
Right, verse 18.
十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
This verse tells us thatThere is a foundation upon which our God will build His own church.
这节圣经告诉我们说，我们的神要把这个把他的教会建造在一个磐石上。
And we know that this foundation is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个磐石，这个根基不是其他，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is the only foundation upon which the God will build His church.
这是唯一的根基，我们的神要把他的教会建造在其上。
And I think the beginning of this year, our brother encouraged us to be built on this rock.
在这年初的时候，我们的弟兄就鼓励我们要建造在这个磐石上。
I think it's very important and timely that we begin to fellowship upon this matter of foundation and building on top of this foundation.
我想这也是一个非常及时的事，我们可以一起来思想、来考虑建造在这个磐石上的事。
Because the wind will blow and river will rise, and we must ensure that this house is built on a firm foundation.
因为会有雨淋，也会有水冲，我们必须要知道，我们必须要确定，我们是把这个房子建造在这磐石上。
And this morning, my burden is, how do we build?
那今天早上我的负担就是，我们怎样来建造呢
？How the Lord, God will build us upon this firm foundation?
我们的主怎样把我们建造在这个坚固的磐石上呢
？I like to use one verse in Book of Acts, chapter 2.
我也用一处的圣经，就是在《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 2.
让我们翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Verse 41.
第四十一节。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added.To their number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
In this verse.Describe there are four essential characteristics that God used to build His church.
在这一节圣经里告诉我们有四个非常重要的性质是神用来建造我们在他这个坚固的磐石上。
Apostles' teaching.
一个就是使徒的教训。
Fellowship.
彼此交接。
Breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And prayer.
祈祷。
Let's read another verse in 2 Timothy.
让我们再读一处圣经提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 3
提摩太后书第三章
verse 15
第十五节
through 17
到十七节
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvationThrough faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经就是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
让我们再翻到哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
This is verse about fellowship.
这是说到彼此交接的圣经。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God who has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Turn to chapter 10 of the same book.
在哥林同样一本书一卷书第十章。
We read verse 16, 17.
我们读第十六节和第十七节。
It's a verse about breaking of bread.
这是说到关于擘饼的经节。
It's not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ. And it's not the bread that we break, a participation in the body of Christ. Because there is one loaf, we who are many.Are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Lastly, let's turn to Matthew again, chapter 21.
最后，让我们再回到马太福音第二十一章。
Verse 13. This is a verse about prayer.
这是说到祷告的经节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 13.
马太福音第二十一章第十三节。
It is written, he said to them, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
Let's come before the Lord have further word of prayer.
让我们再到主面前有一点的祷告。
Father, we're so grateful this morning we can come around your table.
亲爱的天父，早上我们实在感谢你，我们能够来到你的桌子面前。
We can come so near to you and have this communion.With you and with the rest of the brothers and sisters.
我们能够与你如此亲近，我们能够与你相交，也能够与我们的弟兄姐妹们一同交通。
As we come to your word, we recognize how limited we are.
当我们来到你的话语面前，我们看见我们自己是何等的受限制。
We depend on this anointing for the one who speak and for the ones who hear.
我们靠着圣灵的恩膏，我们来听为着听的和说的。
We want to give this time into your hand.
我们要把这个时间交托在你的手中。
Otherwise, that we won't be able to gain during this time.
否则我们就得不着任何事。
We pray in your precious name.
我们靠着你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.From Book of Acts, we learn there are four essential characteristics that God used to build His church on this firm foundation.
从使徒行传，我们看见神用四个非常重要的性质来建造教会在这个磐石上。
And these four things describe a church life.
这四点就说出了教会的生活。
If we are Christians, we ought to have a Christian life.Church life.
若是我们是基督徒，我们就需要有教会的生活。
And we must have these four elements in our spiritual life.
在我们属灵生活里面，就需要有这四点。
We must have apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers.
我们必须要有使徒的教训，有彼此交接、 擘饼和祷告。
Throughout the ages, the gates of Haiti very much want to destroy these four elements.
在历世历代，我们就看见阴间的权柄要来摧毁这四件事情。
The enemy will want to take one or two or three of this element out of church life.
这仇敌就想要把一个或者是两个或者是三件这个重要的事情从我们的教会生活里面挪去。
If our enemy can just take one of two elements out of this set, then we will not be able to have a living Christian church life.
若是仇敌把其中的一两点除去的话，我们就没有办法有一个活的实际的教会的生活。
And it all begin in this table, breaking of bread.
就从这个擘饼开始。
This is the first thing that enemy attack.
这个擘饼是仇敌第一个所攻击的。
So today, if you travel around, the world to visit many Christian church.
若是今天你到世界各地去，参加其他的聚会。
Then very few churches will break the bread every Sunday.
不是每一个聚会是每主日都有擘饼聚会。
Some of them will only break the bread once a month.
有些聚会是一个月有一次擘饼聚会。
Some of them will only break the bread in Easter and Christmas.
有些聚会只有在复活节和圣诞节的时候才有擘饼的聚会。
There are places they do not break the bread at all.
也有些地方甚至连擘饼的聚会都没有了。
So the enemy, has successfully take that one element out of church life.
所以现在仇敌已经非常成功的把这一点从教会的生活里面挪去了。
Then he start attacking the prayers.
那他就开始来攻击祷告。
Universally, everywhere, the least attended meeting is prayer meetings.
在所有的聚会中，最没有人参加的聚会就是祷告聚会。
We would do everything else.But not to attend prayer meetings.
我们可以做多其他的事情，但是我们不参加祷告聚会。
Because the enemy understand if the prayer meeting is weakened and this church is weakened.
因为仇敌知道，若是祷告聚会是软弱的，这个聚会就是一个软弱的。
We cannot be better than our prayer life.
我们不能够比我们祷告的生活更好。
Doesn't matter how many people we gather on Sunday.
不管你主日有多少的人参加聚会。
Our church is not described by what we have on Sunday.
我们的聚会不是以我们主日的情况来说明。
Our spiritual condition is defined by our prayer life.
我们属灵的光景乃是以我们祷告的生活来决定。
And then enemy continue his attack.
所以仇敌继续不断的来攻击。
The next one is the apostles' teaching.
再下一个就是使徒的教训。
There are many teachings today.
今天有许许多多的教训。
And there are places they reduce the teaching to a very short message.
许多的地方把教导的时候已经缩成非常短的时间。
They do many, many different things.
他们做许多其他的事情。
Then they spend 20 minutes on a very short message.
但是他们只花20分钟说一段非常简短的信息。
Then there is attacking on the fellowship.
然后就开始来攻击我们的彼此交接。
If you go to today's mega church,
若是你今天到那个现在非常大的聚会，
from the beginning to the end, you are entertained.
从开始到结束都有许多的节目。
There is enjoyment in there.
你在那边可以享受。
But there's no fellowship.
但是你没有交通。
You don't need to fellowship with anyone.
你不需要跟任何的人有任何的交通。
This is the enemy's way of attacking church.
这是仇敌攻击教会的方法。
He's taking those elements, the essential characteristic out of church.
他把这些非常重要的这些点都从教会的生活里拿去。
But we must know and we must understand outside of those basic essential elements,You cannot be built on these foundations.
但是我们必须认识一件事情，在这些 基本的项目之外，我们就没有办法建造我们教会在这磐石上。
That's why this morning we want to come back to those basic elements.
所以今天早上我们要回到这些基本的点上。
And to see what it really is.
然后看看这到底是什么。
The first element is apostles' teaching.
第一个就是说到使徒的教训。
What is the apostles' teaching?
那什么是使徒的教训呢？
There are many apostles.
有许多的使徒。
But there's one teaching.
但是只有一个教训。
There isn't Paul's teaching, Peter's teaching, and John's teaching.
并没有啊，保罗的教训，或者是约翰的教训，或者彼得的教训。
There is one teaching.
只有一个教训。
Taught by many apostles.
是借着许多的使徒宣讲出来的。
And this teaching, is about our Lord Jesus.
那这个教训就是关于到我们主耶稣基督。
Many apostles' teaching.
有许多使徒的教训。
But the teaching is centered around our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个教训的中心就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Where do you find those teachings?
那你在哪里找到这些教训呢？
Jesus gave us example.
主耶稣给我们一个例子。
He taught those disciples from book of Moses all the way to prophets.
他从这个摩西五经一直到先知书，他借着来教导他们。
To them, the things about himself.
他来向他们解释关乎他自己的事情。
Therefore, this teaching is none other than the word of God.
所以这个教训不是其他的，就是神的话。
This is the apostles' teaching.
这个是使徒的教训。
This is the teaching about our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是教导关于主耶稣基督的事。
And this is the foundation.
这个就是我们的根基。
This is where God will build us upon this rock.
这个是神要用来建造我们在这个磐石上。
And the word of God is living.
因为神的话是活的。
It's not something written for us to gain knowledge.
这个话并不是让写下来叫我们得着一些知识。
The word of God will made alive by the Holy Spirit.
这神的话会因着圣灵变成活的在我们心
中。And it becomes the living word within us.
就在我们的心里面成为活道。
This word actually could teach us.
这个话是可以来教导我们。
But it's more than teaching.
但是这是比教导我们更多。
This living word will rebuke us.
这个话来督责我们。
Have you ever been rebuked by the word of God?
你有没有被神的话所督责过呢？
This word of God will correct us.
这个神的话也能够来使人归正，来
will train us in righteousness.
能够来教人学义。
In other words, the word of God changed our life.
那再来换一句话说，神的话来改变我们。
Brother and sister, there's no other book like this book on this earth.
弟兄姐妹们，在这世上没有一本书像这一本书一样。
The word of God will change a person, will change a family, will change a country.
神的话能够来改变人，能够来改变一个家庭，能够来改变一个国家。
But how can the word of God become living to us?
那神，我们怎能够把神的话成为活的呢？
How can I be corrected?
我怎么能够从神的话里面得着归正呢？
How can I be rebuked?
我怎么能够被神的话来督责呢？
Hebrew tells us,
希伯来书告诉我们，
when we come to the word of God,
当我们来到神的话面前，
we must combine it with our faith,
我们必须用信心来调和，
or mix it with our faith,
我们必须用信心来调和。
The faith is a instrument,
信心是一个器皿。
We receive the word of God into our heart.
我们就借着他把神的话接到我们心中。
When we come to the word of God, we don't bring our mind.
当我们来到神的话语面前，我们不是用我们的头脑。
We bring our faith.
我们乃是带着我们的信心。
If we combine the word of God with our faith,
我们若是把神的话与我们的信心调和，
and this word will be planted in our heart.
那这个神的话就能够种在我们的心中。
Just like a seed planted in the ground.
就像一个种子种在土里一样。
This is building.
这个就是一个建造。
This is how God built us upon this foundation.
这就是神怎么样来把我们建造在这个磐石上。
Every day when we come to this word of God, we bring our faith to it.
每一天当我们来到神的话语面前，我们带着我们的信心。
And we mix this word with our faith.
我们把这个信心与这个道调和。
And God planted this word into our heart like the seed.
神就把这个种在我们的心中，像种子一样。
And the seed will continue to grow.
那这个种子就会逐渐的长大。
Become our life.
就成为我们的生命。
This is a building.
这个是一个建造。
Let's continue steadfastly in the word of God in 2010.
让我们在2010年这一年，我们恒心的在神的话语里面。
Brother and sister, it's basic.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常基本的。
It's simple.
这是非常简单的。
It's fundamental.
这是非常基础的。
It's nothing really fancy.
这并不是一个太复杂的。
We must come to the word on a daily basis.
我们必须每一天都来到神的话语面前。
We need to come sometime with fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
我们必须有的时候是与弟兄姐妹们有彼此交通的。
We need to read the word with our family.
我们必须与我们的家人来一起读，一同读主的话语。
Brother and sister, if you have not been built on this foundation, maybe this is time you begin.
弟兄姐妹们，你若是还没有在这个根基上被建立起来，也许或者这个就是时候了。
We need to read the word with our children.
我们必须与我们的儿女们一同来读主的话语。
So that they from the very early stage, they understand the importance of the word of God.
所以他们从小他们就能够明白神话语的重要。
I want to move on to the second.
那我们来到第二点。
Continue steadfastly in the fellowship.
他们就恒心彼此交接。
What do we mean by fellowship?
交接是什么意思呢?
Some people have this idea that if you have some discussion in a church gathering, it's not fellowship.
有些人认为我们在聚会里面若是有一些的讨论，那就不是一个交通。
You have to have those discussions somewhere else.
你必须要在其他的地方有这样的这样的讨论。
That is fellowship. And that is a fellowship.
那就是一个交通。
And this is teaching.
这个是一个教导。
So what is fellowship?
那到底交通是什么呢?
Fellowship, this word in Greek has a root.
在希腊文里面这个交通词有一个根字根。
The root is common.
字根就是一样的。
So when we have something in common, then we can fellowship.
就是有一个相同的，若是我们有什么相同，我们就能够有交通。
This is the meaning of fellowship.
这就是交通的意义。
When you and I have something in common, then there's a base for fellowship.
若是你我有相同之处，我们就能够有交通的根基。
So what do we have in common?
那你我有什么相同的呢？
Let's think about what do we have in common here?
让我们来思想一下，我们有什么相同之处呢？
It's not a gender. We have female. We have male.
并不是性别，因为我们有男的，有女的。
It's not a race.
也不是种族。
We have different race.
我们有不同的种族。
It's not a nationality.
也不是国籍。
It's not our temperament.
也不是我们的性情。
We are very different people.
我们是非常不同的人。
Some of us.Want to take actions.
有些人喜欢赶快工作做事。
Some of us want to think about all options.
有些人就想要能够来考虑到所有的要考虑周全。
Some of us very structured.
有些人是非常的有系统化。
Some of us thrive in chaotic environment.
有些人是在一个混乱的情形里面就能够工作。
I realize there are many of those people.
我发现有许多这样子的人。
It's true, they're built that way. It's not right or wrong.
并不是对或错，这就是他们生来就是这样子。
The more chaotic, the better they are.
这个环境越混乱，他们就更能够有所表现。
I can't stand with these people.
我实在不能够跟这些人在一起。
But how can we have fellowship?
但是我们怎么能够有交通呢？
We are very different.
我们是非常的不一样。
My wife always complains.
我的妻子总是埋怨。
You know, we have four children.
因为我们有四个孩子。
They were born by the same parents.
他们是从同样的父母里生出来的。
Why they are so different?
但是为什么他们都确实这么不一样?
We cannot find a single dish that four of them all like.
没有一个菜是他们四个人都喜欢的。
Until today, we have not found a single dish.
直到今天我们都没有找到有一道菜是他们四个人都喜欢。
I thought spaghetti is the one.
我以为是 spaghetti.
It must be spaghetti.
我想一定就是
意大利餐。If there is one dish that will work, spaghetti.
那我想若是能够有一道菜能够行的就是意大利餐。
Samuel doesn't like it.
但是我最小的孩子 Samuel 不喜欢那个菜。
I thought fried rice should be it.
那我想炒饭也是吧。
No, it's simple, same fried rice.
这炒饭是很简单的。
Everyone should like fried rice.
大家都很喜欢炒饭。
Stephen doesn't like fried rice.
但是我的儿子 Stephen 不喜欢炒饭。
So it's always a struggle when we go to restaurant.
所以我们每次到餐馆我们都有一些挑战。
One or two has to make a sacrifice.
有一个人或两个人就必须要有一些牺牲。
Go to a restaurant.
所以让我们其他的人可以到餐馆去。
We're so different.
我们是如何的不一样。
How do we have fellowship?
但是我们如何来相交呢？
But brother and sister, we do have something in common.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是有一个共同之处。
It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
I am in Christ.
我在基督里。
Because God puts me there.
因为神把我放在基督里。
You are in Christ.
你在基督里。
Because God puts you there.
因为主把你放在基督里。
Even you and I are different.
虽然我们是不一样的。
But we are in Christ.
但是我们都是在基督里。
Jesus Christ is the same.
主耶稣基督是一样的。
When I put my trust in Jesus,
当我信靠主耶稣基督
by grace of God, I have been placed in Christ.
因着神的恩典，我就被放在基督的里面。
And Christ is in me.
基督就在我的里面。
When you someday you put your trust in Christ,
当有一天你把你的信心放在神的身上
by grace of God, you are in Christ.
因着神的恩典，你也在基督里。
And Christ is in you.
基督就在你的里面。
Even you and I are still different.
虽然我们仍然不一样
But we are in Christ.
但是我们都是在基督里
The same Jesus Christ is in you and in me.
这同样的耶稣基督在你的里面也在我的里面
There is a base for fellowship.
这就是我们交通的根基
One time I traveled to Nigeria.
有一次我到奈及利亚去
And during the weekend, I attend a meeting with a Nigerian brothers.
有一个周末我就参与乃基利亚的弟兄姐妹们的聚会。
And after meeting, someone shook my hand.
聚会完后有一个人就来握我的手。
And invite me to his home for dinner that night.
他就邀请我那天晚上到他家去吃晚餐。
Now there is a Nigerian, there is Chinese, American.
就在这边就有一个奈及利亚人，还有一个中国的美国人。
There's nothing really in common.
在这个中间没有什么相同之处。
And the food is very different.
然后这食物也是非常的不同。
But there's something in common.
但是在其中有一些是一样的。
There's something that he and I can talk.
有一点是他和我都能够说的。
That's Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣基督。
That's the common, the base for fellowship.
这就是我们交通的相同之处，这是我们交通的共同点。
Do you ever experience this type of fellowship where the whole base is Christ?
你有没有经历过这样子的交通呢？说你所有的共同点就是基督。
This fellowship is very inclusive.
这个交通是非常有包含性的。
Include every brother and sister.
是包括所有的弟兄姐妹们。
On this whole world.
是在这世上。
I don't need to be like you.
我不需要像你。
And you don't need to be like me.
你也不需要像我。
In order we can fellowship.
所以我们能够有交通。
We all need to be like Jesus.
我们只要像主耶稣基督。
Conform to the image of Christ.
被磨成神儿子的形象。
This fellowship means sharing.
这个交通是说到交通。
I share my experience of Christ.
我把我在主里的经历与你交通出来。
You share your experience of Christ.
你交通你在主里的经历。
I share my revelation about Christ.
我交通我在基督里面的看见。
You share your revelation about Christ.
你交通你看见你所看见的基督。
I bring the gifts given to me.
我把神所给我的恩赐带来。
You bring the gifts.Given to you by the Lord.
你把主所给你的恩赐带来。
I have my functions.
我有我的功用。
You have your functions.
你也有你的功用。
Your function may not be the same as my function.
你的功用也许跟我的功用是不一样的。
Your gifts may be different from my gifts.
你的恩赐也许跟我的恩赐是不一样的。
Your revelation may be different from my revelation.
你所看见的跟我的也许
也不一样。Your experience is certainly not the same as I.
你的经历肯定跟我的经历不一样。
But it's all about Christ.
但是都是关于基督。
When we bring that together, there is fullness.
当我们把这一切都带出来的时候，就有丰富。
Because there's no one person can contain our Lord Jesus.
因为没有一个人能够完全的来盛装基督。
There's not a single person can experience the Lord to the fullness.
没有一个人能够完完全全的来经历基督。
Therefore, we need to have fellowship.
因此，我们需要有彼此相接。
And this fellowship must base on the common.
这个交通必须在有一个共同点。
And we do have one thing in common, that's Jesus Christ.
我们有一个共同点，就是主耶稣基督。
The enemy will do everything possible to take this fellowship away.
仇敌要尽力来把这个交通从我们中间挪去。
How does it do it?
他怎么做呢？
By causing us to focus on the differences.
他就使我们来注重我们的不同之处。
We have one thing in common.
我们有一个事情，有一个共同点。
But enemy wants us to look at the differences.
但是仇敌要我们看见我们的不同之处。
If we focus on our differences,
若是我们看重我们的不同之处，
no one can fellowship with any other.
没有一个人能与任何其他的人有交通。
We are so different.
因为我们是如此的不同。
The only way we can fellowship is focus on what we have in common.
我们唯一能够交通就是我们注重于我们的共同点。
What we have in common is the Lord Jesus.
我们所有的共同点就是主耶稣基督。
So Paul at Corinth, he said, I preach nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
所以保罗在哥林多教会就说，我不传别的，只传基督和他的钉十字架。
This is what we have in common.
这是我们的共同之处。
It's Christ.And Him crucified.
就是基督并他钉十字架。
This is all and in all.
这就是那一切又在一切之中。
If we focus on this common,
若是我们注重在这个共同点，
this common thing, Christ and Christ Him crucified, will take all.
这我们注重在这个基督和他钉十字架上，他就会带进一切的丰盛。
As long as we continue in fellowship,
我们继续在这个交通的里面。
And God is faithful.
神是信实的。
God is faithful to keep us in this fellowship.
神是信实的，他就会保守我们在这个交通的里面。
As we look at each others,
当我们看家彼此看对方的话，
we need to look beyond the failings, to beyond the temperaments, and discover the Jesus Christ in this person.
我们必须要超越人的软弱，人的性情，我们要来看主耶稣。在他里面的主耶稣基督。
As long as we can discover Christ in this person, we can have fellowship.
若是我们能够发现在这个人里面的耶稣基督，我们就能够有交通。
How do we steadfastly in fellowship?
我们如何持守在这个交通的里面呢？
Well, what do we do when we cannot look beyond the failure of this person?
若是我们不能够超越看这个人的软弱，那我们当如何行呢？
By holding fast the head.
那我们就持定元首基督。
This is the only way.
这是我们唯一的道路。
Sometimes we are weak.
有时候我们很软弱。
All we can see is other people's weakness.
我们所能看见的就是别人的软弱。
We can't see through the weakness.
我们没有办法超越这些人的软弱。
We find it's difficult to fellowship.
我们觉得交通是何等的困难。
It's time we need to hold fast the head.
那这个时候就是我们要持定元首的时候。
By holding fast the head,We can see through the weakness.
当我们持定元首基督的时候，我们就能够超越人的一切软弱。
Then we can see the body of Christ.
我们就能够看见基督的身体。
And the Lord will keep us in this fellowship.
神就要来保守我们在这个交通的里面。
We have to move on.
我们必须要继续。
The breaking of the bread.
擘饼。
The breaking of the bread is a testimony.
擘饼是一个见证。
It's not a ritual.
并不是一个仪式。
It's not a ceremony.
也不是一个典礼。
It's a testimony.
这是一个见证。
What does this testify?
这个见证什么呢？
Each time we look at the table, we see a loaf and a cup.
每一次我们看见主的桌子，我们就看见有一个饼和一个杯。
We need to know that the bread was once wheat.
我们必须要认识一件事情，这个饼原来是麦子。
It has been crushed and ground and kneaded into a loaf.
这个麦子被磨碎了，被揉合起来成为一个饼。
And this wine was once grape.
这个酒原来是葡萄。
They were broken. They were crushed. They left in the state of being crushed until it fermented.
这个葡萄被磨碎了，被压碎了，而且被停留在那个破碎的光景中，直到它发酵。
When we do gather around the table, we testify that there is a kernel of wheat that have fallen down into the ground.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就见证有一粒麦子落在地里死了。
And died.
并死了。
And it produced many seeds, and we are those seeds.
就结出许多的籽粒来，我们就是那些籽粒。
It's marvelous.
这个是何等的奇妙。
This is most wonderful things happen.In the whole creation.
这是在所有的创造里面是发生最奇妙的事情。
And that kernel of seed died.
就是那一粒的麦子落在地里死了。
But produced many, many seeds today.
就结出许多的籽粒来。
And we are those seeds.
我们就是那些籽粒。
And when we come to the table, we testify that we are those seeds produced by that kernel of wheat.
我们当我们聚集在主的桌子面前，我们就见证，我们就是那些籽粒，是一粒，是因着它，那粒麦子所结出来的籽粒。
Do you want to be part of that testimony?
你想不想要成为这个见证的一部分呢
？It's a privilege.
这是我们的一个权利。
We can declare to the angel, to the principality, to the enemy of God that I am that seed.
我们可以向天使、向天君跟神的一切的仇敌都说，我们就是那一个籽粒。
Produced by this kernel of wheat.
是被那一粒麦子所结出来的。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
Oh, brother and sister, do you want to be that part of that testimony?
弟兄姐妹们，你们想不想成为那一个这个见证的一部分
？Or you say I'll leave it to others.
或者你想说，我就让别人来做好了。
Or you say I want to be that testimony.
还是你说我愿意成为那见证的一部分
？Secondly.
第二点，
When we take up this cup,
当我们举起这杯的时候，
we'll testify there is no other way that you and I can be saved, can be reconciled to God.
我们就来见证说，没有其他的方法能够叫我们得救，让我们与神和好。
The blood of our Lord Jesus is the blood of covenant.
主耶稣的血就是一个立约的血。
No zeal of my own, no work of my own can accomplish this.
不是因着我的热心或者我的工作能够成就这一切。
Because it is blood of covenant, the Lord will save me to the uttermost.
因为这是立约的血，所以耶稣基督要拯救我到底。
The Lord will never forsake me, no matter what circumstances I was in.
不管我在什么样的环境里，我们的主永远不会丢弃我们。
This is the testimony.
这个是一个见证。
Do you want to do this testimony?
你愿意做这个见证吗？
Do you want to experience this testimony?
你愿意经历这个见证吗？
Do you want to tell the angels?
你愿意告诉天使这个见证吗？
You want to tell the whole world?
你愿意向这个全世界来做这个
见证吗？ There is no other way.
没有其他的方法。
But the blood of Jesus.
只有主耶稣基督的血。
That can save me.
能够来拯救我。
Save a sinner like me.
能够来拯救罪人如我。
That's the breaking of bread.
那个就是擘饼。
Each time we break this bread,
每一次我们擘开这饼，
we testify that I no longer live.
我们就来见证说，活着，如今活着不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督活在我的里面。
The only way I can grow spiritually,
我唯一能够在属灵的生命上成长，
is by receiving His life.
就是来接受他的生命。
Just like I'm taking this bread.
就好像我们来领这个杯，领这个饼一样。
I cannot live on this earth by my own life.
我们不能够活在这个世上靠着我自己的生命。
His life become my life.
他的生命成为我的生命。
I need his life in me.
我必须让他的生命在我的里面。
I no longer live for myself.
我不再为着我自己而活。
This is the testimony.
这是一个见证。
For those of us that have been redeemed.
我们这些被赎的人。
Do you want to do this testimony?
你愿不愿意来做这样的见证?
Do you want to be part of this testimony?
你愿不愿意成为这见证的一部分?
Number four.
第四点。
When we look at this table.
当我们看见这个桌子。
We see one loaf.
我们看到一个饼。
Although we have many people.
虽然我们有许多的人。
But there's only one loaf.
但是我们只有一个饼。
So we are doing a, we'll testify that we are one body.
我们就来见证我们是一个身体。
Although we are many.
虽然我们虽多。
Although we are different.
虽然我们不一样。
But there's only one loaf.
但是我们只有一个饼。
We are no longer individuals.
我们不再是个人的。独立的个人。
We belong to the same body.
我们是属于这同一个身体。
And we belong to each other.
我们是属于我们彼此相属。
We drink from the same cup.
我们从一个杯来喝。
And we share the same loaf.
我们来一同分享一个饼。
We are household of God.
我们乃是神家里的人。
Do you want to be part of this testimony?
你愿意成为这见证的一部分吗?
Do you want to declare this truth?
你愿意来宣扬这个真理吗?
Although we are so different.
虽然我们是如此的不一样。
But by grace of God.
但是因着神的恩典。
By the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
We now belong to the same body.
我们如今是属于一个身体。
What a testimony.
这是一个何等的见证。
Do you want to be part of it?
你愿不愿意成为其中一部分?
Or you say, I'll let someone else to do this.
还是你说我让其他的让人来让其他的人来做。
How do we come approach this table?
我们怎么样来到这个桌子面前?
In 1 Corinthians,
哥林多前书,
Paul said,
保罗就告诉我们,
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
人应当自己省察,然后吃这饼,喝这杯。
This testimony is very serious.
这个见证是非常严肃的事。
We must understand what the meaning of the table.
我们必须要认识这桌子的意义是什么。
We must recognize this is the body of the Lord.
我们必须要看见这是基督的身体。
Otherwise, we will eat and drink judgment on ourselves.
若不然，我们就当我们吃这饼、喝这杯的时候，我们就叫自己受审了。
How do we examine ourselves?
我们如何来省察我们的自己呢
？Or in another translation, how do we prove ourselves?
有一个翻译就是说我们如何来见证我们的自己。
If I have a problem with the brothers,
若是我与有一个弟兄有结。
I need to examine myself.
我必须要来省察我的自己。
And I need to reconcile with the brothers.
我必须与那个弟兄来和好。
Before I take the cup and the bread.
在我吃这饼喝这杯之前。
Otherwise, I will eat and drink of judgment to myself.
若不然，当我吃这饼喝这杯的时候，我就叫我自己受审了。
Instead of bring life to me, it will bring death to me.
那这样子的话我就得不着从其中来的生命反而得到死亡。
Is this the way you and I approach the table meeting?
这个是不是我们来到主桌子面前的一个态度呢
?If we do not do that,
假如我们不如此行的话
,we are given a false testimony.
我们就做一个假的见证。
Because we said we are one body.
我们说我们是一个身体。
But in your heart, you have a problem with the brothers.
但是在你的心中你却与一个弟兄有问题。
You testify we are one.
你在这边做见证我们是一。
But under the table, you have a severe problem with the brothers.
但是在桌子底下你却与有弟兄有非常厉害的不和。
This is a false testimony.
这个是假的见证。
You drink and eat the judgment on yourself.
那你就吃喝把这叫你自己受审判。
You have hidden sin.
还有你若是有隐藏的罪
No one knows about it.
没有一个人知道
But you know about it.
但是你知道
You need to examine yourself.
你必须要省察你自己
If you do not leave that sin.
若是你不离开那个罪
You should not take the cup.
你就不应该
And you should not break the bread.
你就不应该擘饼喝杯
If you do.
若是你这样子做的话，
you bring death to yourself.
你就把死亡带到你自己心里。
If we are not worthy to be here.
若是我们不配来到这个桌子面前。
We need to be worthy to be here.
我们必须要配得来到这个桌子面
前。And the only reason we can come is the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们唯一我们能够来到主面前的方法就是借着他的宝血。
So brother and sister, we do need to take this seriously.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须带着严肃的态度来面对这事。
On one hand, we must participate in this testimony.
一边我们必须要参与这个。这个见证。
On the other hand, we must approach in a worthy manner.
另外一方面，我们必须要带着一个合理的态度来到神面前。
We need to spend time before the meeting examining ourselves.
我们必须在聚会之前花时间来省察我们自己。
To just make sure that there's nothing that we ignore.
就确定在我们心中没有我们所忽略的。
And that's the reason we ask brother and sister to come to the table meeting earlier.
这就是我们邀请弟兄姐妹们早一点到擘饼聚会来。
We come to the meeting before that time.
我们早一点来到擘饼的聚会。
So we have the opportunity to examine ourselves.
所以我们有机会能够来省察我们的自己。
We can repent before the Lord.
我们可以在神的面前悔改。
We ask the Lord to cover up our sins.
我们可以求神来宝血来遮盖我们的罪。
So that we can approach the meeting in a worthy manner.
所以我们能够带着合宜的态度来到这个桌子。
Brother and sister, table meeting is a supreme expression and reminder of God's love.
这个弟兄姐妹们，这个擘饼的桌子说是一个超高的一个表达出神对我们的神圣的爱。
There's nothing else. That is so true and so vivid display in front of us.
没有任何一件事情能够更真实的、更活化的把神的爱表现在我们面前。
God put Himself in front of us.
神把他自己放在我们的面前。
And to show us how much He loves us.
告诉我们他是如何的爱我们。
And the breaking of bread is the deepest service than you and I can render to God.
擘饼聚会是我们最深的侍奉归给神。
For a sinner such as I,
向着我们这样子的罪人。
There's nothing else deeper than this.
没有一件事情比这个更深。
It's how I can render something to God.
乃是我能够把这些带到神的面前。
Then God will prove to us during this time.
在这个时候神就要见证。
He loves us with unchanging love.
他是以不改变的爱来爱我们。
And He looks to find those who will return love for Him.
他也在寻找那一些会回应他爱的人。
Do you know now why it is so offensive if someone take this lightly?
所以你现在就明白，当有些人轻看这事的时候，是叫我们何等的不喜悦。
It is very offensive.
是非常的叫我们不喜悦。
It's offensive to God.
也是叫神的心不喜悦。
If someone take this lightly.
若是有人轻看这事。
Brother and sister, this is a foundation.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个根基。
Let us continue steadfastly in the breaking of bread.
让我们恒切的来到桌子擘饼聚会。
If you have not participated in the breaking of the bread,
若是你还没有参与擘饼的聚会，
your Christian experience is not complete.
你的基督徒的经历并不完全。
You miss a tremendous opportunity to testify for our Lord Jesus Christ.
你错过了这个跟随主的一个经历。
If you do not fully appreciate the meaning of this meeting before.
若是你在这以前没有能够完全的来喜悦这个聚会。
Now, this is a new year. There's a new opportunity for us to remember the Lord in a worthy manner.
这是一个新的年，神给我们一个新的机会，我们能够有一个新的开始来 以合宜的态度看神的，看波饼。
If you only have time to attend one meeting,
若是你只有时间参加一个聚会
，and I hope you will choose the breaking of bread.
我愿意你选择波饼聚会。
If you can only be on time on one meeting,
若是你只能够准时的到达一个聚会
，only one, you can only be on time on one meeting.
若是你只能够准时到达一个聚会
，I wish that is the breaking of bread.
我希望那个是擘饼聚会
，because that is the meeting God displays His supreme love to us.
因为是在那个聚会里，神把他最深的爱向我们表达出来。
How can we be late for that?
我们怎么能迟到呢
？How can we be late?For that.
我们怎么能迟到呢
Let's move on.
让我们继续
Steadfastly in prayer.
而让我们恒切的祷告
In Matthew 21,
在马太福音第二十一章
Our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣说
My house will be called a house of prayer.
我的殿要成为祷告的殿。
Our Lord Jesus didn't say the house of preaching.
我们的主耶稣没有说是一个传信息的殿。
It didn't say a house of singing.
或者是一个唱诗的殿。
It didn't say a house of Bible study.
也没有说是一个查经聚会的殿。
It's not even say a house of gospel.
也并不说是一个福音的殿。
It said a house of prayer.
他展示说到是一个祷告的殿。
My house is a house of prayer.
他说我的殿被称为祷告的殿。
You know, church was born out of prayer meeting.
你知道教会是在一个祷告的聚会里面产生出来。
Church is not born out of a gospel meeting.
教会并不是在一个传福音的聚会里面产生出来。
It's not born out of a sermon.
教会并不是在一篇的信息里面产生出来
的。Church is born out of a prayer meeting.
教会乃是在一个祷告的聚会里面产生出来的。
In Acts 4, when Peter and John were warned by the teacher of the law.
在使徒行传第四章，当保罗和约翰彼得和约翰他们被被教师们警告的时候
they commanded them not to preach in anymore.
他们告诉他们不可以再奉这个名
Do not speak or teach all in the name of Jesus.
不可以再奉耶稣的名讲论或教训人
They were intimidated.
那他们就被害怕
So what Peter and John did?
所以彼得约翰做了什么事呢
They went into the prayer meeting.
他们就到祷告聚会里去
The early church has this instinct.
在早期的教会里面有这个本能
Have this instinct to pray
他们就是祷告
If they're in trouble, they pray
他们若在困难中他们就祷告
They were intimidated, they pray
他们若是被害怕受害怕了他们就祷告
If they were challenged, they pray
若是他们受到挑战他们就祷告
If they were persecuted, they pray
若他们受逼迫他们就祷告
Because they are a house of prayer
因为他们是祷告的殿
When Paul wrote to Timothy
当保罗告诉提摩太的时候
He poured out his heart.
他倾倒他的心
He want to tell Timothy the most important things.
他愿意告诉提摩太最重要的事情
And what did Paul said?
那他说什么呢
First of all.
他说第一
First of all.
第一
Requests, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made for everyone.
第一要为万人恳求祷告代求和祝谢
Paul did not say, Timothy, it's very important you preach a good message.
保罗并没有对提摩太说，提摩太啊，你最重要的事情是要讲一篇很好的信息。
Paul didn't say, Timothy, the most important thing is select a good elders.
他也没有告诉提摩太说，提摩太啊，最重要的事情，就是要选一个好的长老。
Paul said, first of all,
保罗说，第一
，pray，
要祷告。
The house of prayer.
祷告的殿。
So first thing is to pray.
第一就是要祷告。
If you read book of Revelation.
你若是读启示录。
You will see the four living creatures and 24 elders.
你会看到四活物和那些长老。
They are holding a golden bowl.
你看见他们拿着一个金的香炉，金的
碗。Full of incense.
哎，充满了香炉香。
Which is the prayer of the saints.
这个香就是众圣徒的祷告。
God have carefully collect all the prayer of the saints.
神把所有圣徒们的祷告都成为香收集起来。
The distinction of Christian experience is the aroma of prayers.
基督徒最特别的一个经历就是的祷告的馨香之气。
Because his house is house of prayer.
因为他的殿是祷告的殿。
Hebrew author encourages us. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace.
希伯来书的作者劝勉我们，叫我们坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
Or come to the throne of grace with confidence.
我带着坚定的心来到施恩宝座前。
So that we may have received mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
叫我们得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
Today, if you go to the Christian bookstore.
今天你若是到基督教的书店里去。
You see many, many books on marriage.
你看见许多的书关于婚姻。
There are more books on marriage today in any time in history.
在历代基督徒的历史里面，现在我们所有的关于婚姻的书是最多的。
But there are more divorces today than any time in history.
但是今天我们的离婚的率却在世界在历史里面比历史里更多。
There are many books on child training.
有许多的书关于教导孩子。
We do not need more knowledge.
我们不需要有更多的知识。
Teaching is not going to do the job for us.
教导并不能够来帮助我们。
We need to come to the throne of grace.
我们必须要来到施恩的宝座前。
Come to the throne of grace with confidence.
能够带着坚定的信心来到诗人的宝座前。
God never intend the sermon become the centerpiece of his house.
因为神不是要信息成为他家里面最重要的。
His house is a house of prayer.
他的殿是一个祷告的殿。
God has chosen prayer as a channel for his blessing.
神选择祷告成为一个管道得到他的祝福。
Our Lord has provision.For everything.
我们神为我们一切的事都有了预备。
Every problem, every difficulty that we face, God has provision for us.
每一个困难，每一个难处，神都为我们有预备。
He has prepared everything for us.
他已经为我们预备了一切所有。
He spread those blessings across on the table.
他把这一切的祝福都摆陈列在桌上。
The only thing you and I need to do is come to the table.
你我唯一要做的就是来到这个桌子面前。
And prayer is come to the table.
祷告就是让我们来到桌子里面。
As we pray, He is faithful.
当我们祷告的时候，他是信实的。
He will fulfill His promise.
他要来成就他的应许。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We are in a spiritual warfare today.
我们今天是在一个属灵的征战里面。
And every one of us is in a spiritual warfare.
今天我们每一个人都在属灵的征战里。
Whether you recognize or not.
不管你是知道或者是你还不知道。
The day when we were born as a Christian, we were born into a spiritual warfare.
当我们成为基督徒的那一天，我们就是在一个属灵的征战里面。
However, if we can come together and pray.
但是若是我们能够聚集在一起祷告的话。
The victory belongs to us.
得胜就属于我们。
If we can defeat the devil on Wednesday night,
若是我们在星期三的晚上能够来战胜仇敌的话，
we can defeat the devil every single night.
那我们就在每一天里面都能够胜过仇敌。
Because his house is a house of prayer.
因为他的殿乃是一个祷告的殿。
Brother and sister, these are the four essential characteristics of church life.
弟兄姐妹。这四点是基督徒生活的非常重要的事情。
And this is how God intend to build all of us on this foundation.
这也是神要用这四点来把我们建立在这个根基上。
Have you ever wondered about this?
你有没有想过
？Have you ever wondered that How come I don't grow spiritual?
你有没有想过说为什么我在属灵上没有成长？
Have you ever entertained this thought?
你有没有在脑海中有过这样子思考呢？
How come I don't grow spiritually like some others?
为什么我不像某某人能够在属灵上有增长呢？
You're missing one or more characters.That we just mentioned.
那是因为你忽略了我们刚刚所提到的这四点里面的其中一点或两点。
I don't know which one.
我不知道是哪一点。
Something is missing.
有一些东西是失去，是失去的。
In your Christian life.
在你的属灵的生活里面。
Your Christian life is not complete.
你的基督徒生活并不是完全的。
There's something is missing there.
有一些东西是你失去了。
You know which one is missing.
你知道你失去的是什么？
Do you really want to live a Christian life?
你愿不愿意过一个基督徒的生活呢？
Or you just want to get by?
还是你就想这样子过去？
Are you serious with the Lord?
你是不是愿意在神的面前有一个很严谨的态度？
Or you only want to get a little peace?And joy on Sunday.
还是你只想在主日得到一些的平安和喜乐？
Is there anything that in your life stop your fellowship?
在你的生活里面有哪些事情是拦阻你与圣徒相交的？
Is there anything between you and another brother or you and other sisters?
是不是在你与一位弟兄或者你与某一位姐妹中间有什么事呢？
Can you look beyond your brother's failures and weakness?
你可不可以越过你弟兄的软弱和他的失败呢？
And see the Jesus Christ in him or her.
来看见在他里面的主耶稣基督呢？
Do you realize how significant the breaking of bread is?
你知不知道这个擘饼的意义呢？
Do you realize that God has expressed himself fully through the breaking of bread?
你知不知道神借着这擘饼把他自己完全的表明出来呢？
And is looking to you for your response.
他在寻找你的回应。
Do you know the deepest service that you and I can render to God is to partake in this testimony.
你知不知道我们能够归给神最深的就是参与这个桌子。
Do you realize his house is a house of prayer?
你知不知道他的殿就是一个祷告的殿。
I may the Lord help us in this new year.
愿意神在这个新的年里面来帮助我们。
So we can continue steadfastly in this all four areas.
让我们能够在这四个方面都能够恒心
In the word of God.
在神的话语上。
In fellowship.
在交通上。
In breaking of bread.
在擘饼。
And in prayers.
在祷告。
May the Lord build us, encourage us in this new year.
愿意神在这个新的年里面来建造我们，来鼓励我们。
Then his purpose can be fulfilled amongst us.
愿意他的旨意在我们的中间得到成就。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
I'd like to ask brother and sister to be quiet before the Lord.
我愿意弟兄姐妹们安静在主面前。
And to consider these four areas.
来思想这四个方面。
Apostles' teaching, which is word of God.
使徒的教训就是神的话语。
And the fellowship.
彼此交接。
The breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And prayers.
祈祷。
Ask the Lord to speak to our heart.
愿意神来对我们的心说话。
Are there any areas that we are lacking?
是不是我们在哪一方面有缺乏？
Whether the Holy Spirit would speak to our heart this morning.
愿意今天早上圣灵来对我们的心说话。
And change our ways.
来改变我们的道路。
Change our attitude.
改变我们的态度。
And change our habits.
改变我们的习惯。
Toward any one of those areas.
对对这几个方面的。
You know, we thank the Lord today. We still have time.
我们感谢主，今天我们还有时间。
But we don't have much time.
但是我们的时间不多了。
And we need to come back to the basics.
我们必须要回到基础。
To really steadfastly in those four areas.
在这个四个方面上恒心坚定。
So we do need to come to the Lord. Ask the Lord to speak to us directly.
所以我们必须来到主面前，求主来对我们说话。
There's no way a human being can penetrate your heart.
没有任何人能够进深入你的心。
Only Holy Spirit can speak to us.
只有圣灵能够对我们说话。
So we pray to God, ask the Lord to speak to us.
所以我们求主来对我们说话。
Give us strength.
给我们力量。
So that we can return, we can come back to the basics.
所以我们能够转回到基础。
So we're not just to get by.
所以我们不再是仅仅过日子。
So we do not have a outward expression of a Christian, but we don't have inward reality of a Christian.
所以我们不再是外面是一个基督徒，
里面却没有实际。We need to tell the Lord, Lord, I need to be serious with you.
所以我们必须要对神说，我要与你认真。
And how do I be serious? I need to come back to these four basic things.
那我怎么能够与神认真呢？我就必须要回到这四个基本的基础上。
We are all weak.
我们都是软弱的。
But Lord is strong.
但是我们的主是强刚强的。
He'll manifest His strength in weakness.
他要把他的能力显明在我们的软弱上。
All we need to do is come to the Lord and confess our weakness.
我们只要来到主的面前来承认我们的软弱。
Ask the Lord to take us there.
求神带领我们。
We only need to give in.
我们只需要把我们自己让在他手中。
We need to give ourselves in to the Lord.
我们把我们自己放在神的手里。
Father, this morning we thank you.
天父，我们早上感谢你。
We thank you that you have a purpose.
我们感谢你有一个目的。
Your purpose is build us upon these foundations.
你就是要把我们建立在这个根基上。
This morning we commit this sharing into your hands.
主，我们把早上的交通交在你的手中。
We know how limited we are.
我们知道我们是何等的受限制。
And we do not have the power to convict.
我们没有这个让人能够悔改的能力。
But you have.
但是你有。
Therefore, we put this word into your hand.
因此，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
We ask you to do a work amongst us.
我们求你在我们中间工作。
To call us by our name.
主来按着我们的名来呼召我们。
Ask us to return to you.
召我们来归回你的自己。
We thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们为着你的恩典和怜悯，我们感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.